Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning the Kala Menches, the Melacha Moichek. According to what we said in the previous year, that we have this argument whether the Melacha is Moichek Hamanas Lichtav or Moichek, as long as it's positive. It leads us to the next question: is what are we erasing? Does it have to be specifically letters which are being erased? What about a case where there's a splotch of ink on the page? And the person erases the ink, which allows him to have where to write. He's not erasing letters. He's erasing a splotch of ink. But it's amanas lichtav. It's going to give him where to write the letters. So the Kayonim over here is going to tell us, and this is based on a Gemara, based on a Rosh, which points this out, that it's a Tosefta, that if a person erases a blotch of ink, so a person had ink spill onto a paper which he was planning to write on, and they fell onto a cloth the person was planning to write on, and a person erases the ink with intent to write there, a person is going to be chayav for the malacha of moichek. So even though he's not erasing letters or words, he's erasing just a unformed blob shape with an amorphous piece of ink. Since it's amanas lichtav, he's going to be chayiv. Now that makes sense. If you understand the ikra of the melacha is amanas lichtav specifically, so this is amanas lichtav, so it's going to be chayiv. If however you understand according to the version that really the melacha is moichek, as long as it's positive, so we could argue that the melacha moichek means erasing letters. Erasing letters for positive purposes. If erasing ink in order to write, that's very nice. See, if the ikra of the malach is amanas lichtav, so this is amanas lichtav. If the ikra of the malach is moichik, it's a little bit harder to understand. The Chayyadim does, however, quote this halacha. Let's see the Chayyadim inside. A moichik amanas lichtav shteyosius is chai. If a person erases with intent to place two letters in that space, similarly, the Melacha B'Kosev has a shear of two osiyos. Melacha Moichek has a shear of two osiyos. Chayev. Afilo lo mochek ela tishtus duyoy. The person did not erase letters. He wrote, he erased an amorphous blob of ink. Im yesh bimkoyim alitur shtey osiyos. If the amount that he erased allows a person to write two normal-sized letters in that area, and that's what his intent was to be machik that in order to be able to write there. He's going to be chayiv. Because he's not machik amanas lichtav. He erased in order to be able to write. So he's going to be chayiv, even though what he erased was not letters. So again, so that it seemed to indicate that the ikar of point over here is amanas lichtav. So even though he's not erasing letters, but since he's erasing something which will facilitate writing, that's going to be an issue of the Raisa. So that's the Chayyadim in Siman Aleph. Then he continues in Siman Beis. He says, Nofel Diyo, I called the Ralach al Sefer, Lo Yilach Akenu Demoichik. If a person has writing and ink falls on top of it, and before the ink sets in, what he wants to do is lick it away to be able to protect the letters which are underneath. So what he's done is he's erased the splotch in order to gain the benefit of the letters underneath. So even though he's not erasing in order to write something new, he's erasing in order to retrieve and protect the writing which already is there. That's called you're doing a mechika, which is benefiting a ksiva, and that's enough. Even though he's not going to be writing anew, he's just protecting the ksa, which is already there. The person is going to be chayiv. So he says a case where this happened. Even if a person would lick it off with his tongue, which might be considered a shino, it's not going to be mutter. It's not going to be chayiv. It's not going to be mutter because that goes under the umbrella of the malacha of moichek. If something falls on top, it doesn't block the letters. The letters are still visible. It's a clear liquid. He wants to blot up the water which spilled. That's obviously not mechel kamenas lichtav. There's no, there's, the letters already are there and visible. It's only because the case we're talking about is that the ink has obscured the letters. And by removing the ink, a person is retrieving the letters, and that's considered a case of mechik amanas. But in the case where it's visible the whole time, it's not mechik amanas lichtoy. Have a good day.